episode 1484, Nothing Short of Magical.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope that you are having a splendid weekend. It is Super Bowl weekend. Yes, are you ready? It's nothing short of magical. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, today's episode is going to be a blast. Yes, we're talking about relationships, marriage, relationship builders, having that strong foundation. I don't know about you, but for me, marriage is a tough walk. It's a journey. And every day is a new day. And it's an opportunity to be able to serve your spouse. So I got to ask you this question. What do you think is a long time to be married? You know, growing up, I thought it used to be like 50 plus years. It's like, wow, 50 years married. Now I was probably only like maybe 3 or 4 years old, 5 maybe. And then it was like, oh, if someone celebrated 75 years, yes. But now it seems if you make it past 10 years, it's nothing short of magical. And then I look at it compared to the Super Bowl. Oh yeah, we're going to talk a little football, but I promise you, you're going to be able to use this with your spouse. Now guys, if you're listening, you're just going to love this episode. So just mark this up as a repeat replay. And ladies, you get to use this when you're watching the game and you have nothing else to do. Throw these stats out at them. They'll be like, where did you learn that? They'll think you're really awesome. Okay, so get back to the Super Bowl and how it compares with marriage. Yes, marriage and the Super Bowl go hand in hand, believe it or not. So regardless of what team you're rooting for, whether you're rooting for the Rams or the Patriots, yes, it's Super Bowl 53. Can you believe it? You know, seriously, did you ever think Tom Brady would be playing in his 9th Super Bowl? Some might say the same about you and your marriage. Nothing short of magical. But that's what we're missing when it comes to marriage and living a lifetime with one person. Most people will agree that marriage takes work. But what does that work look like? We would agree that, yeah, I got to work hard at my marriage, but what does it mean to work hard at your marriage? Did you ever think in your lifetime you would ever see a quarterback go to the Super Bowl 9 times with the same team? You're looking at him. Tom Brady is doing just that on Sunday. He will have been to the Super Bowl 9 times. Now, currently, he has 5 Super Bowl rings. If the Patriots win this one, it will be number 6 out of their 9 times. Pretty incredible. Now, a few interesting facts and stats about Tom Brady. Did you know that when he was 24 years old, he won his first Super Bowl? He was the second youngest quarterback to win a Super Bowl. I had no idea. I started looking this up and I was like, wow. And then I started thinking about 24 years of age. Some of us may have gotten married at that age. Maybe some a little younger, some a little older. But 24 years old to win the Super Bowl? He was the second youngest quarterback. That's pretty incredible. But did you also know that Tom Brady was the 199th pick in the NFL draft? Looking at him now, you would never have thought that he was the 199th person. That's incredible there, right? The odds of, wow, you would think he's so great now looking at him, but look where he started from. During the 2018 season, Tom Brady averaged 2.6 seconds between the time the ball was snapped and the time he released the ball. That's someone who is always engaged in what he's doing. He also served as team captain for 17 years and has been a captain since 2002. He joined the Patriots in 2000. So he's been with the Patriots for a very long time. Now, there were only 5 interceptions out of 357 attempts in all 8 Super Bowl appearances. Wow! Crazy stats. I know you're thinking here, why are you telling me all these stats? Because I want you to hear a little bit about where Tom Brady started to where you see him now. Because you also started not at the top of your league when it came to relationships. And now that you're married, maybe you think you're at the top of your league. You're at the pinnacle, but maybe you haven't reached that yet. Maybe you're more in the valley. But can you imagine 5 interceptions only out of 357 attempts? That's mind-blowing. Also, are you into passing yards? Think about this. There were 2,576 passing yards in all 8 Super Bowls. Kurt Warner holds the number 2 spot, and that was 3 trips to the Super Bowl at 1,156 yards. Dear Gussie, what are these guys doing? They're like giants, right? They're giants in what they do in their career. They had to learn to fine-tune, right? But people are quick to look at Tom Brady and judge his success, thinking, oh, he's been good like that all the time. He's gifted. He's talented. God's on his side all the time. You can say whatever you want, but guess what? Tom didn't start out that way. If people looked at your marriage, would they be quick to judge? Maybe you've had more valleys than mountains, or more mountains than valleys. And the way people see them is totally different than how you are experiencing and living them. How many days do you think Tom has spent working on his mechanics when it comes to throwing a ball? If you have ever watched any of those replays in slow motion, it's pretty incredible to see how our body moves. And Tom was one who said, I want to be the best. He never went to the Patriots at his best. He was mediocre. Come on, he was 199th. That's not someone who says, I'm going to win 5 Super Bowls and have gone already 9 times. And he says, I'm not quitting yet because I'm not done till I'm 45 years old. If people looked at your marriage and your life, would they be quick to judge? Would it be a good judge or a bad judge? Would people see roses and rainbows? Or would they see loneliness and hurt and brokenness? When you said I do, did you ever think working on your marriage would take as much effort on your part? It's easy to blame the other person. It's easy to blame your teammates for losing the game. But we have to be real. It's all about team, right? You probably didn't think that it would take a lot of effort on your part. Unfortunately, many fall into that same camp. In fact, no one works as hard on their relationship except prior to their marriage. We tend to forget that marriage is a team sport. It takes 2. If you're wanting to have a Super Bowl marriage, it takes a team. And that team, yes, can start with you. Now, I understand that sometimes we have people who don't want to play on the team. But you can be the role model. How many times do you think Tom Brady felt like, gosh, I don't have what it's going to take, but I'm going to keep going every single day. I'm going to show up and this is what I'm going to do. So how do you create an incredible marriage? You got to make a play daily. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Make a play daily. Taking it right out of Tom Brady's playbook, you need to make a play. Coach Belichick was interviewed regarding what Tom brings to the team. Now, you might be surprised by what you learn from a 5-time Super Bowl champion. But he has 3 things, and I wanted to share them with you, and I want to tie them in not just with football, even though I love football, but I want to tie them into marriage and relationships. So number 1, commitment. You got to have a strong work ethic. You have to be willing to do the work even when life happens. Coach Belichick said, Tom works very hard. He wasn't all that good when we got him. He mechanically wasn't anywhere near where it eventually has ended up. He had to put in the work. Hours and hours. But he did it. And look where he is now. Do we think he's reached his pinnacle? Maybe not. If he's playing till he's 45 years old, he's got another 4 more times to head to the Super Bowl, if I have my math correct. We all have to do the work, right? Personal development, attitude adjustments, new lifestyle strategies, compromise, etc. Marriage takes work, and that means what? Commitment. It's a strong work ethic. You can't show up just on Sunday and hope everything's going to be great Monday through Friday. And then Saturday, you're like, well, maybe, hi, sweetheart, you look good. And then that's it. It doesn't work that way. You have to make a play daily. Number two, awareness. You have to think strategically. You can't be in a marriage and assume everything will work out for itself. Oh, we'll figure out a way to pay those bills. You probably have to come up with a plan. Oh, we'll figure out how to buy a new car. You probably have to make a plan. You need to learn on the field, in the field, off the field. It's a vision and an understanding. You have to think strategically. You have to have awareness. And finally, number three, presence. You have to stay in the moment, be in the moment. In marriage, it is vital to be present, just like on the field, or you'll miss the pass. So much of marriage is planning. You plan to get married. You plan the family. You plan to buy a house. You plan to buy a new car. You plan for a career advancement. You plan for retirement. There is so much planning that you can easily forget about the present, being present. You have to be present so you don't miss out on the greatness in your marriage. Sometimes we get stuck in the stupid little things. And we miss the beauty that's right in front of us. Commitment, awareness, presence. It's all about wearing the cap. Make a play daily. You can't just do it when you feel like it. Because unfortunately, we don't feel like it most of the time. We're tired. We're busy. We're run down. So it's Super Bowl weekend. What are your plans? Are you even going to watch the game? Or maybe you're going to go to the game, but you're going to just sit and talk with the girls. Or guys, you're going to hang out with the guys. And you're not going to be together in the game. I want to pause here for just a moment. I want to encourage you, if you haven't done so already, whether the Super Bowl is about to happen and you're listening to this episode or it's already happened, I want you to try to be present, to be a part of whatever sporting event that your husband is interested in. It may be hockey. It may be the NBA finals. It may be Super Bowl. Whatever it is for you, and I want you to enjoy the game. I want you to be present. I want you to make a commitment. I want you to have an awareness. Plan strategically as to how you can do and serve your husband, serve your wife during this time. And I want you to think about, too, about being present. It's not just about the game, because the game of life is much bigger. But if we would put as much energy into our marriage as we do, as in watching the Super Bowl and getting all those snacks ready and planning all these parties and making sure we have enough drinks so nothing runs out because we cannot miss the commercials, you would have an extraordinary marriage. But we don't take that energy and put it into our marriage. We use it on all this other stuff in life that honestly doesn't matter. Yeah, I'm telling you, football is just a game. Marriage is about life. It's a relationship. You're building a foundation. And you know how much I love football. So I want you to really think about what you can do to make a play daily for your marriage. Now, you probably never thought a quarterback could teach you something off the field regarding marriage. And notice, I haven't told you who I want to win, Rams or Patriots. And guess what? I'm not going to. Maybe we'll talk about that on Monday. That'll be for Monday's episode. Who knows? It depends. But what I can tell you is this. This Super Bowl weekend, think how you can engage more in your marriage. When you see Tom Brady throw a pass, I want you to think about how you can reach your spouse's heart deeper? How can you love her more? How can you love him more? It's time to show up and make a play daily. Marriage takes work, but I promise you, it's worth every bit of effort that you put into it. I know. I've lived it up and down and all around. I've been in a tornado of one, and then I have also been on the other side. And I'm telling you, that other side is pretty incredible. But it takes work every single day. If you need help with that, guess what? I'm here for you. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. Click on that link. Take aim in the show notes. That will begin our conversation. Now, I can't talk for much longer. You know why? Because the Super Bowl is about to start. We got to get ready, right? We've got to prepare the house and make sure we have all the snacks. So get to it, but don't forget, it's time to show up and make a play daily. Nothing short of magical. Enjoy the game and enjoy your marriage. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.